Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Cristiano Ronaldo is facing a $1 billion lawsuit just for being involved with it. Some of the biggest names in the industry are facing legal action and even jail time, but cryptocurrency hasn't gone away, you know. Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent, is on the line again. How's it going, Adrian?
I'm very well, Jen. Thanks.
Good, 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 good. Okay, can you remind us again just the very basics of cryptocurrency? What is it? Who's using it? Go on.
Yeah, Bitcoin, Ethereum, everybody's heard of Bitcoin. So yep. It's a cryptocurrency is something that essentially you buy and sell as an asset. So most people who buy it, they buy it hoping that the value will go up, and sometimes it goes up and sometimes it goes down. But basically, it's kind of something out of thin air. It's a computer calculation, a maths problem that supercomputers have come up with, and there's only a finite number of them, and you're buying one of those. It's kind of made up, but people put value on it.
Okay. What happened with FTX and how much money went missing? Tell us that.
Huge. Loads happened and loads of money went missing. So FTX was a cryptocurrency trading platform. So if you wanted to buy, say, Bitcoin, right, like today or last week or last year, what you would do is you would go onto online and you would go onto a cryptocurrency trading exchange. You open an account, you either link it to your bank account or your credit card or whatever, or deposit money there. And then you literally buy, let's say, Bitcoin, for example. Now, FTX was one of the biggest in the world. It was worth, I think it was worth $32 billion by last year. Now, there was a huge problem, though, because the guy who founded it, Sam Bankman-Fried, who has now been convicted of lots of offenses and facing a big jail sentence, he was kind of cooking the books. He was pretending that he was taking your money that you deposited to buy Bitcoin, and he was diverting it into another company to try and invest himself, basically. And so at one point, the balance sheet of his company, it showed, I think, $9 billion in liabilities and only $900 million in assets. So essentially, the whole thing came crashing down for him. And last year, he was convicted. Just a couple of months ago, he was indicted on and convicted of wire fraud, commodities fraud, securities fraud, all the whole thing. He's waiting for sentencing now in March or April, but it looks like he's going to go away for a few decades.
He's going down. Okay, let's talk about Ronaldo's advert. How does that come into all of this?
Yeah, because so loads of footballers and celebrities and musicians, they all started doing ads for what are called NFTs, or non-fungible transactions. It's basically a crypto collecting card, for want of a better term. Sure. So Ronaldo put out these ads for this other crypto trading platform called Binance, which is still going, which has just paid a huge fine itself, by the way, but it's still going. And he put out a collection of CR7. So his football number is 7, and CR7 is his social media handle. A collection of non-fungible tokens, these digital collectibles. And he sort of claimed that it would reward fans in years to come, that the value of it would go up. So they were starting at like $80. And the suggestion was buy one of these and get in on the crypto craze. And, you know, you won't be a millionaire, but you'll make money on it. And by the way, you'll have a unique collectible that's associated with me. Of course, NFTs completely crashed. So the $77 Ronaldo NFT digital collectible that you bought last year, now it's about $1.
Wow.
So it's completely crashed. So a whole load of people in the States are taking a class action, claiming that Ronaldo, you know, should have been more careful, that some of the things that he alleged might happen to his digital collectible were ludicrous, and they're suing him for $1 billion.
Ah, yeah, sure he has it.
Bitcoin. I'm not sure he has, but anyway.
No, he doesn't have that much. But Bitcoin's value is way up this week, apparently. Yeah. Why are people still putting money into crypto?
Two reasons. The main one is that the respected, legitimate investment community, banks, the big names that you normally hear, they're about to get what's called an exchange-traded fund. So the regulators, the referees, the judges in the financial world, they're slowly starting to regulate for cryptocurrency, and they're about to allow a trading instrument, for want of a better word, that will allow regular financial institutions like brokers and banks and stock traders to buy collections of cryptocurrencies and buy and sell them. So that's kind of a signal that there's a little bit more trust in crypto than there used to be, that it's coming in a little bit from the from the Wild West. That's one reason. The other reason is a boring reason. It's that interest rates are coming down and inflation is coming down. And what happens is, when interest rates come down, then people who have money to invest, they're not going to put it in the bank and hope that they'll get a few quid in the bank, because you can't make any money. So they'll go looking for riskier investments. And that means some of that is crypto. And so therefore, Bitcoin price is up.
Okay. Would you advise people who don't really understand it to just stay away?
I certainly, absolutely would not advise people to go into cryptocurrency if they don't understand it, because it is kind of Wild West. So, like, 18 months ago, Bitcoin was trading at $69,000, and people were saying, oh, this is going to go to $1 million, it's going to go to $100,000. And it's been below $30,000. It's half its value for most of the last year. Now, it's gone above that again. It's now at $40,000, $42,000. Some people are saying that it might go up again. But, like, you're talking about, you know, you're talking about something that most people don't really understand.
No.
Like, at least if you buy a house or a share in a company, you've some idea as to what the factors are that influence that. It's just very, very risky. And it is
and
all kind
unregulated.
Of made up as well. Yeah. Well, now it's increasingly regulated. There is some European regulation coming in. I spoke to the chief legal officer of one of the biggest companies, Coinbase, there a few weeks ago, and he said that a lot of the companies are now coming to Europe because the European Union is putting in regulation where the US is not. So there is some regulation coming.
Okay. Still risky. Very risky.
Very risky.
Super risky. Okay, Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the show again. There we go. Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent, talking cryptocurrency. High risk and high rewards for some people.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.